Okay. So the topic for today is Tefillah B'Tzibur. We didn't have a chance for many of us to daven B'Tzibur. Some of us still aren't davening B'Tzibur. So I thought it'd be kedai at least within Neshama Parim Sposenu to learn a little bit about the significance of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Is it a chiyuv? Is it a reshus? The Rambam, first mark on the sheet, speaks about the importance of Tefillah B'Tzibur. This is Tefillah Perek Ches Malach Aleph, Tefillah B'Tzibur, Tefillah HaTzibur, Yishma'as Tamid. Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to the Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah Hayu Behen Chotim, Ein Kadosh Baruch Hu Moes B'Tefillah Sin Shel Rabbi. So the Rambam tells us that even if you're not Ro'ei L'kach, you have Chataim, Kadosh Baruch Hu still answers Tefillah. The Tefillah Chatzayich Adam Mishtatef Imo Ima Tzibur. A person has to try to Mishtatef Davim Tzibur. It doesn't say he has to try. Lefichach tzarich adam l'shatef im l'tzibur. Lo yispal li b'yachid. Kol zman sheyachol yispal im l'tzibur. You're not supposed to daven on your own if you could daven l'tzibur. Lo'olam yashkim ayim l'v'yariv l'beis ha'knesses. She'in tefilosim nishmas b'chol eis el beis ha'knesses. The Rambam says another thing, based on a different Gemara in Brachos, that you should try daven in shul. Lo'mi v'chol mi sheyachol sheyish l'beis ha'knesses b'iro v'eino mispal bo im l'tzibur nikra shachin ra. So it's appropriate to start to daven in a Beis Knesses with a tzibur, two separate halachas. And if you don't go to shul, when you can, so you consider a shachin ra. So if you look at the Gemaras and Brachos, the first thing the Rambam says is that there's an idea of Kadosh Baruch Hu listening to the field of tzibur. That's a Gemara and Brachos of Zayin or Beis. Namar v'yochanan, mishum mishum v'yachai, v'yachsi v'anit filasi, l'cha eis ratzon. V'mas eis ratzon, m'shash en tzibur mispalim. So it's eis ratzon. And the Gemara continues, Hein Kel Kabir Lo Yimas. So Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to Tefillah of Rabbi. The second point that Rabbi made is that there's an Indian Davin in Shul. And that really is not necessarily connected to Tzibur. Even if there's no Tzibur, it's better to Davin in Shul than Davin at home. For example, if you missed Minyan, if you could go to Shul, if you have the key, it's better to Davin in a Mokum that's Miuchad Tefillah. That's the Gemara Daf Zayin. Also, Amar Ravin Bar Ada Bar Yitzchak, Amar Yitzchak, Kol Ragi Lovel Beis Knesses Filopa Yom Echad Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashila. Rav Yochanan Mishas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bal Beis Knesses Filomasa Asaram. Yet Kois Hashem wants us to come to Shul, and Hashem is upset if there is no minion in Shul. Here we're again connecting the idea of minion in Beis Knesses. Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Shul and he expects there to be a minion on time. Either way, we have one aspect of davening in Shul. And another aspect of davening b'tzibur. And thirdly, if you look at the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph, where it says there's an inyan to daven b'loshen rabim. Where a bai l'olam yishtif einish nafshei b'hadi tzibur. A person should always be mishtatif with the tzibur. Hechid neima, yirtzo l'fanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetolicheinu l'shalom. Even though I'm traveling individually, I still say shetolicheinu. And likewise, all of our Shmona Esrei is formulated b'loshen Rabim, Rifa'enu, Shmakoleinu, because we have the schus of being part of the tzibur, and when we invoke that schus of the tzibur, Kadosh Baruch Hu potentially is more readily interested in answering our tefillot. So I really want to focus not on the idea of davening in shul or using a lashon of tzibur, a lashon rabim, but really the first point of davening with minyan. Even if you would daven, let's say, in a chasana or in your backyard with a minion, what's the inyan of davening with a minion? Is it a chiyuv? Is it a reshus? Etc. So if you look at the Gemara of Brachos of Ches and Aleph, the Gemara says an interesting thing. Rav Ami Rav Asi, Afal Gav, Tahavulu Tlesar Beknishta, to Tveria, Lomatsu Ela Beine Amude. Rav Ami Rav Asi, even though there were 13 shoals in Tveria, they would daven where they learned, Beine Amude. Heche Tahavigarsi, where they learned. And there's a machlokas in Shonim. Does that mean they davened with a minion in their private base medrash, or they davened, you know, with chavrusa in their private base medrash? So if you look at Rabbi Yonah, there he quotes the machlokas. Pirush Rabbi Tzarfas, Shafilu below asara. The Bali Tosfos hold that even without asara, it's better to daven where you learn. Hey Ozen Ken, if they should Yosef Nachal Nispal V'Yachid B'Makom Shasham Kviyas Hatara Yom V'Laila Nispal B'Sknesses B'Tzibur. I mean, Oyev Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sha'arim Hamitzvayonim B'Halacha Yosef Mibatei. Nestios, that's the day of the Tosfos. It's better to forego Tefillah B'Tzibur Daven v'makom Torah. V'Rabbeinu Moshe, the Rambam, Pirish Shalom Amru El Basar. The Rambam says that they had a minyan in their private base medrash, Rusa and Talmidim. So they had a minyan. They just didn't go to the big shul. They didn't go to the main shul. So potentially, this Gemara in Brachas of Chesed Aleph, at least according to the Balei Tosfos, is telling us that Philip Sibur is important, no question about it. Maybe the other thing is more important. Maybe davening, what you learn, is more important. And it might only be if you learn there day and night. It's not clear. If you just have a chavrusa for an hour in the morning, it might not be enough. But the example brought here is Sham Kviyus HaTorah Yomam V'layla. And that's more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur. It doesn't say that Tefillah B'Tzibur is a reshus, but it definitely shows that there are other things more important, which isn't so surprising. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara Brachas of Zayin Amabeis, it's actually the beginning of that previous Gemara I quoted earlier that spoke about how Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to Tefillah HaTzibur, says something that might be a raya that Tefillah HaTzibur is not a chiyuv. Amar Le'er Vitzchak of Nachman, my time will also mar the Beknish Tetzluy. How come he didn't come to Shul? He asked Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman responds, Amar Le'er Le'echelm, I couldn't. Amar Le'er Le'chnufei Me'ar Asar V'Lutzli. So get your neighbors to come make a minyan for you. It's hard for me. So at least, you should tell the chazan when to tell you when they're davening, so you can daven at the same time. I'm like, Michael, hey, what's the big deal? You know, why do I have to daven at tzibur? You want me to come to shul? You want me to gather people in my house? You want me to find out when they're davening to daven at the same time? And the Gemara continues and says, well, Akash Baruch Hu answers at tefillahs, when they're beraven. So Rav Nachman could be understanding that Michael, hey, there's no chiyuv to daven at tzibur. And even the response that Akash Baruch Hu answers at tefillahs might be a reality, but it might not be a chiyuv. It might be an opportunity. You want your tefillahs to be more readily answered, so you should daven tzibur. If you're confident in your kavana, I don't think many of us are so confident in our kavana, or should be at least. But if you're confident in your kavana, so then you don't need daven tzibur. But not everybody understood the Gemara that way. For example, Rashi there on the spot says lechilna tash kochi. I'm weak. So you could understand Rashi is saying that it's like a form of onus, that he's sick. It's not clear to what extent Rav Nachman was weak and therefore he couldn't come, or he was just a little bit weak. What does it mean, tirchalei milsa, to get his neighbors to come? How hard is that? Potentially this Gemara is a raya, at least according to Rav Nachman, tefillah b'tzibur is not an absolute chiyuv. In contrast, the Gemara in Brachas of Mzayin Mubeis, there's a famous story from Eliezer. Ma'aser Eliezer, shenichas abeis haknesses v'lomotza asara. So they were missing a person for the minyan. V'shichar avdo v'shlim lo asara. He was v'shachar his eved, which is potentially an iser, to mashlim the minyan. Once he's eved m'shuchar, he's a din of a ger, he can mashlim the minyan. So the Gemara says, shichar in, la shichar lo, trey yistrichu, shichar chai, v'nafi. Okay. So ask the Gemara, heichi avi hachi, how did it was he m'shachar in eved? Amr Yehuda called Meshachar Abdo over the essay. It's an insert to Meshachar Nevin. Remember, La Ola Mehem Tavodu. It's my mitzvah shiny. Mitzvah Maveri. Mitzvah Durabim shiny. So the Gemara seems to indicate that davening with Tzibur is a mitzvah Durabim. And even this Doche, this Isra of La Ola Mehem Tavodu. And in fact, there were those who were Medaik that way from this Gemara. For example, the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes in source 10, Shetfilas at Tzibur Afal Pishahu Mitzvah Midivrayim. He holds it's a Din Durabanan, a Chi of Durabanan. He says, even though it's only drabanan, only in quotation marks, gedola mitzvah esay shel Torah, it's greater than a mitzvah min haTorah. Ol mikadshim ba es Hashem berabim shari mutar la'avral mitzvah esay shel Torah l'shachar avdo kibei lashlim la'asar. So the Shulchan Aruch saw this Gemara as emphasizing the importance of tefillah b'tzibur. Again, it doesn't say it's deraisa. You could have thought that it's deraisa, meaning if it's being dochen esay. So drabanan is going to be dochen essay. So it's only drabanan, but it's dochen essay because it's a very important drabanan. Because through it, you're mekadesh, Akash Baruch Hu, and that's why it's so significant. Now, maybe mekadesh Akash Baruch Hu Niktashki might be a din d'oraisa. We'll see that in a minute. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch on one hand, it's drabanan. At the same time, it's doche the essay. That's how we understood the Gemara. Not all of Rishonim understood the Gemara this way. Some Rishonim limit this to Shabbos Zohar. They needed a minion for Zohar, which is certainly d'oraisa. Not for tefillah and tzibur. Now there is explained that, you know, really the Isra of the Shachar Eved is only when it's Shalot Tzarech. You're not supposed to be generous towards the Eved Kanani. But if there's a Tzarech, it's your need. So it's mutter. It's not be, so it's true the Gemara's Lashon is mitzvah derab mishayni, but that could be your need. Again, it's definitely, it's clear from the Gemara that it's a mitzvah. It doesn't say necessarily it's a chiyuv. Maybe it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum to daven be tzibur. But the Gemara, again, like I said, face value is really a good raya, but there are many kashas on it. Some are mamid it to be a specific case of Shabbos Zohar. Some say that it's referring, you know, the whole Isra of Olam Davodu in the first place is really only Shulot Tzarech, and here's a Tzarech. But potentially this is a raya, that there's a Chiyav to Davin to Tzibur, and the Shulchan Aruch sees that as such. The Gemara in Psachim, on Daf Mem Vav, Amud Aleph, also, according to some Rishonim, is a raya that you should daven the bechiv to daven tzibur. The Gemara says, "Amar of Shem Lakish, Lekabel Tefillah Tis Daim Aramilin." You have to go out of your way, Aramilin. If you're, you know, if you're traveling, so it's, I guess, 1 mil backwards and 4 mil forwards for tefillah. What does tefillah mean? So Rashi learns tefillah means to find the minion. Bechein letefillah, imhalach adam bederech uva eis lalom letzvispalel im yesh beseses lefanav berichu aramilin holich mispalel sham velon sham. You have a chiyuv to travel more to find a minyan. Not all the Rishonim understood it this way. Some understand, if you look at Tosfos, quotes the Aruch, who says, "Tefillah hainu lirchot ziyadav lehispala." There's tefillah and hilas edayim. To wash your hands for bread and to wash your hands for davening. You're davening b'yechidus. You should go out of your way to find water to wash your hands before you daven. But at least according to Rashi, this is a raya that there's a, seems to be a chiyuv to go find a minyan. Mimela, it's clear that Tefillah b'tzibur is not a rishos, but a chiyuv. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, though. There's a bit of a stira. Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simin Sadi. Yishtadel adam liyispalel be'beis ha'knesses im ha'tzibur. Yishtadel. Yishtadel sounds like it's something you should try to do. V'im ho'anosh en yachol lo'ov le'beis ha'knesses yichavin liyispalel b'shash ha'tzibur yispalel. If you can't get the shul, so just daven at the same time. But if you look at later on in the Siman, in Zif Sadi, it's Tess Zayin. Haholach v'derech v'gil le'ir v'rotzel olin ba im l'fanav adal emilin makom shispalin biyud tzarech le'elach shal v'achrav tzarech l'achzor admil k'dei l'ispalin. So he passes the Gemara and Erevin. So on one hand, the Gemara says the Shulchan Aruch says yishtadel, and at the same time he says that there's an inyan Rachiyuv to go dalad million or 1 mil, depending where you are, in which direction you're going, to find a minion. So the Achronim deal with this. One way to reconcile this theory is to say that when the Shulchan Aruch says at the beginning, Yishtadel Adam Lispalel, that doesn't mean that the Tzibur is the Yishtadel. That's on the base Knesses. Yishtadel Adam Lispalel be base Knesses ima Tzibur. Is the Yishtadel going on the base Knesses or on the Tzibur? It could be that all the Shulchan Aruch means is that you should try to dive in Shul with a minion. You have a chiyuv to daven in your backyard with a minyan. So many achronim assume that way, that there is such a thing called a chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur. We'll see soon in a minute the various deyas about the level of the chiyuv. But before we see that, I just want to mention that dafka on yontif, midin mikra kodesh, there seems to be, according to Ramban in Chumash, a chiyuv to daven b'tzibur. The Ramban understands in Parshas Emor that the concept of mikra kodesh means that you come together to daven together. The Prima Gadim in Aruch Chaim, Simon Tov Sadi, paskins this halacha. He says, "If Yom Tov Yishomer Tzfilah Din Torah, his kaved Beit Hashem l'kadesh Hayom b'tzfilah for Hesia." So in Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv to daven b'tzibur. Again, there is b'chalach shaila in the Rishonim, k'yadua, if tefillah is doraisa or drabanan. But even if tefillah is doraisa, it could be the chiyuv tefillah b'tzibur is only drabanan. That's the pashtus. Raman says tefillah b'tzibur on yontif is a kiyum of mikra kodesh. U'mashmet v'inan min haTorah asara gadolim v'chulei. The Prima says you need 10 people, 10 men to daven together on yontif v'din mikra kodesh. In terms of the various shita, so We have really a pretty wide spread. There is one Rishon who seems to understand that the Chiyuv Tefillah Tzibur is Doraisa. That's based on the assumption that davening b'tzibur is a form of Kiddush Hashem. You can only say Dvarim Shebekedusha Basara, Kaddish and Kedusha, etc. And the Tashbetz writes, it's Tshuvas, V'nirdu mitzvahs esim in a Torah, sheri la'avur lefnei teva eina el hotzi rabi nechavasan b'dvarim shebekedusha, over kriyas ha-Torah, v'shtein min ha-Torah. It's a chiyuv min ha-Torah, or it's a kiyuv min ha-Torah, at least, of dvarim shebekedusha. V'amim rek mishameso, amar rava, minayin she'in yachin, omer t'kadish kedusha, sh'nemar t'kashti v'soch min Yisrael, kol dvarim shebekedusha, in yachol, omer v'fachas min ha-Torah. Most Rishonim disagree with this because it seems like it's an asmachta. The need for asara for Dvarim Shebekedusha is only asmachta. That's what the Ran holds. So the Maisa, it seems like most Rishonim disagree and hold there's no kind of minatara to daven be rabim. And even the Tashbetz is not so clear. Some of his quarterback Ronim say this, Achiv Doraisa. He's saying there's a kiyum doraisa. He's talking about again the even he is discussing is a person took a neder not to daven in shul is neder chal. So he says we mas al mashkasu b'torah because it sounds like he thinks it's a chiyuv doraisa. It sounds like it's a chiyuv doraisa to mikali shem. It's a little unclear because the concept of kiddush Hashem could be mekuyim in many different ways. You don't necessarily have to do it with tzibur, you know, with it's filled with tzibur. But he seems to be assuming this is what he's quoted. And it's been doing his lashon that there's a chiyuv doraisa to daven b'tzibur. Most achronim disagree with that, virtually all. And the Aruch HaShulchan, just for example, says v'tam b'zeh the tefillah b'tzibur afal pi shehi b'drabanan mitzvah gadola. So, like I mentioned before, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's drabanan. It's very, very important. He says it's even more important than the rice, even though it's drabanan. That was a lashon here in source 10, right? Afal pi shehi mitzvah drevrayim he gadolu mitzvah zeh seishol Torah. The Shulchan Aruch Rav doesn't go that far. He says it's Divrayim, but he says it's a mitzvah gedola. He doesn't say it's gedola shel Torah, it's gedola. And many achronim, there's a Chassam Sofer who rejects this possibility that it's just a Rishos. And there are Igros Moshe also, or Moshe and Tshuva, source 18, Hinei Dutzfal Basar Hu Chiyuv Mitzvah Ala Adam, V'lo Rak Hidur Umayla. He was asked if a person is more Kavana, Yechidus, can he daven Yechidus? No, daven Mitzibur, it's a mitzvah Ala Adam, it's a Chovas Gavra. But there are achronim who disagree. I think it's a minority opinion. But the Emek Bracha, Talmud Biskarov, he quotes a number of achronim. Among them, the Chavos Yair, source number 19. We call Malkom Harigam Lispal Basara Eino Mitzvah Kulei Hai. It's not a mitzvah Kulei Hai. It sounds like it's somewhat a mitzvah. But the Emek Bracha quotes another achron. Source number 20. It's not a drabana. And then he quotes this Shai and Shuvas Krach Shal Romi, one of the Gedolim from Jerba. Gaon Maram Chazan Beshut Krach Shal Romi Kosav. The Indian Tefillah Mitzvah Eina Zecher Beina Mitzvahs Afilu Midrabana. It's not even a mitzvah drabana. Ein Beis Elokim quotes the Mabit in Beis Elokim, where the Mabit points out that in Tanakh we don't find them davening with Tzibur. And the Mabit explains that times of Tanakh, so until Baal Sheni, Akash Baruch's presence was more felt. And therefore, we didn't need to daven with Tzibur, because the whole point of davening with Tzibur is in order that the Akash Baruch should listen to our tefillas. But if Akash Baruch is more present, so we can daven directly. But after, you know, Katnu Adoros, we need to have Tefillah B'Tzibur. So you could say that it's a Takana Drabanan, just like Chazal Institute, the Nusach HaTefillah. There's a Nusach, the Institute, you have to daven. But the way that McBrock is assuming is that, no, it's just a way to make sure our tefillahs are answered. It's an opportunity, not an absolute chiyuv. I saw in the Shuvas Mishnah Halachas, Menashe Klein, he takes, you know, the Emek Bracha and argues on very, very vigorously. I don't have the whole thing here. I just quote you at the beginning. Miktivoi gani higiani, mashatziyan misefa Emek Bracha, shekasav the tefillah b'tzibur eino chiyuv mitzvah, kechol mitzvah rabbanan, etc. Ela shehishtadlu shetiskubal tefillah. So again, everybody agrees there's a maila. The question is it a chiyuv? So the Emek Bracha says it's just a maila. And then it says, "Omnam haSefer anah lo ra'isiv." He says he didn't see the Sefer. Well, parsha v'shalfi mashukasam as kavodo ein v'dvarav mamish klal. And then Mishnah Lachos goes on to prove, even within the Rambam, within other Rishonim, that it's absolute chiyuv midrabanan. So we have really, you know, three approaches here: is tefillah b'tzibur a chiyuv d'oraisa, which might be the shita of the Tashbetz? Is it a chiyuv d'rabanan, which is the mainstream shita? Or is it an opportunity for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer our tefillahs, but not a chiyuv? There are a number of achronim assume this way. The Chavos Yair writes, it's eino mitzvah kulei hai, which again, it's a little bit unclear. But the Eibach Bracha, the Krak Shel Romi, and a few other achronim write explicitly that there's no chiyuv, even midrabanan, it's just an opportunity. So I want to discuss just briefly some, you know, nafkaminas. The first is the question of, you know, choosing to daven vasikin over daven b'tzibur. Let's say there's no minyan vasikin, there's only a minyan later. So should you daven vasikin without a minyan, or should you daven with a minyan later? Likewise, if a person is knowing to feel as Ezra, so if he goes to mikveh, he'll miss the minyan. So should he go to mikveh and daven mechidus later, or should he go daven and then go to mikveh later? So if you look here, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the second issue of tefillas Ezra. It's not an absolute chiyuv, but it's an inyan. So you're going to miss some kriyashma, then you shouldn't. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you're only going to miss tefillah b'tzibur, afshar, not sure, maybe it's better to forego tefillas Ezra and to daven b'tzibur. So we have a question of what takes, you know, each one of these questions have to be to analyze what is tefillah b'tzibur, what's tefillah k'vazikin. But the Mishnah Berurah is mistopic. If you're allowed to miss tefillah b'tzibur, to do tefillas Ezra. So part of that question is the nature of tefillas Ezra. Part of it is also, to what extent is tefillas b'tzibur a chiyuv? If it's a chiyuv, you might more likely push off tefillas Ezra. If it's just an opportunity to, for Hashem to answer our tefillas, maybe tefillas Ezra, you know, would be doche. And likewise, in Source number 22, I have over here the Yiriya Shlomo, a parish on the Ol Moed, to the Sefer Talmud of the Rashba. So he writes there, Tzvila b'tzibur, afil midrabanan lamatzinu, shegozer bat shetzvicha liyos b'tzibur. No chiyuv. Kamo yesem is tzirabanan, a shetzibu aleyen. God give emes gedol amalas a tzvila b'tzibur. It's very, very important, but it's not a chiyuv. And mikol kom enam mitzvah m'chiyavos. And therefore, he says, it's better to daven vasikin, rather than daven b'tzibur. I think the accepted psak is that really, no, if you daven b'tzibur every day, you should daven b'tzibur. If you always daven vasikin, then you can push off tefillah b'tzibur. You shouldn't just one morning get up and daven b'yichidus vasikin. You know, again, like I said, part of it is taloi. If you think daven vasikin is just a maila, or it's a lechatchila. In the Rambam, it sounds like that's tefillah lechatchila. But there are different approaches to how you look at tefillah vasikin, and there are also different approaches to how you look at tefillah b'tzibur. And then the question if these afkaminas really are connected to tefillah b'tzibur or to the other issue, tefillah Ezra vasikin, is an open question. Another nafkamina, question of hefsin mamun, or minyas revach. Sometimes a person will need to forego, or if he decides to forego tefillah b'tzibur, he will lose a business deal. So are you obligated to daven b'tzibur at the expense of losing the deal? Or no, we say it's a hefsin mamun, you should daven yechidus. So the Be'er Heitev and Rachaim discusses this question. So the day hefsed mamon pasak v'chuvas yad el yoh the ein mechuyev al pidin v'yachol yisfal v'yachiv beveso or beveso knesses kashe ein sham tzibur. So he says the shem el yad el yoh that you're allowed to daven yechidus b'shum hefsed. Actually, b'shum minias revach mechuyev tzas al pidin yisfal yad tzibur. The chiluk yesh ben minias revach levein hefsed mikiso. So he makes a distinction between minias revach, as we find other areas of halacha as well. Minias revach, we're more machmer about, and you're not going to. It's not that you have something you're going to lose. It's minias revach. Maybe then efsher, not sure. Efsher, you should daven tzibur. Again, that this L'chora, it's just a question of tefillin tzibur, meaning there's no other factor, you know, how to look at Basikin, how to look at tefillin tzibur. This is just pure tefillin tzibur. Is it docha, you know, hefsid mamon? Is it docha minyas revach? Or is it minyas revach and hefsid mamon docha? Another nachmina, I referenced it already earlier, a person takes a shvua, he's not going to daven in a certain shul, or daven mitzibur. So is it chal? So Shulchanach paskins nishpal davar mitzvah drabanan kegon shelo lahadlik ner shel chanukah or shelo likra begila a shvua chal. So the mechaber paskins that the shvua is chal on a din drabanan. So how do you look at davening with tzibur? So piskei tshuva, and again, it's really, that's what the tshuva of the Rashbat is talking about. Tash basically quoted earlier. But the Piskei Teshuva here, B'makom, in Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeh, Reish Lamateh, says, V'ayim Yishal Avram, V'shkazuk Hu Adin, Hanishma Shal Lelech Beis Knesses. You take a Shvua not to go to Shul. So you're essentially taking a Shvua to do an Isser Drabanan, because he's assuming there's a Chiv Drabanan to daven in Shul. And therefore the Shvua is Chal, it's not like a Shvua in the Reis, it wouldn't be Chal, and you have to, you know, Atara, in order to match the Shvua. Another few Nachkaminas, Eruv Tchumin, the Maril, writes, Perek Ketzim Mishtatvim Tnan Ein Menichin Eruv Tchumin Rak Lismoch Allah Leilach Bar Mitzvah Kvon Leveis HaAvel Leveis HaMishtah. Only do Eruv Tchumin for his Bar Mitzvah. Omer Maril, Mari Segal, the Lord Rav Bishum Posek Shemut Ala Arev Tchumin Leilach Leveis HaKnesses. If your nearest shul is, you know, outside your tchum, you have to make an Eruv Tchumin to get to it. 3,000 amas, you know, away from your in the outskirts of your city. So can you do an Erev Tchumin? Is that called a Dvar Mitzvah? In Mishtatvim, except for a Mitzvah. So is that called a Dvar Mitzvah? So the Marisa says, Lo ra b'shum posek shemutar l'arev leilech l'vesek neses k'nei l'ispail basara rak b'smak v'sefer aguda. So most poskim don't mention you're allowed to do it, except for the smak of the sefer aguda. So is going to daven b'tzibur a Mitzvah? Is that called a Dvar Mitzvah? If it's a Chiv Drabanan, certainly it would be a Dvar Mitzvah. If it's just an opportunity, Hashem should answer our tefillahs, so it's important, but maybe it won't be docha, this idea of not doing Erev Tchumin, except for his bar mitzvah. And the Chavos Yair that I quoted earlier is dealing with a shvus to shvus on Shabbos. Can you ask a goy to do a shvus to shvus? You know, shvus to shvus is mutter makom mitzvah. So is this called the bar mitzvah? V'shealani v'alabayis ha'asher v'chubad y'mecho lovo l'kovlanitz v'boker yom Shabbos kodesh l'ispalo v'asara v'lishmoa kreis Torah v'sfina sh'yizkor v'erev Shabbos etzel safin ha'maviro v'loratzisi l'hakir. You hire a goy to take you on a boat on Shabbos to cross the river to go daven in shul. So you want to daven b'tzibur. But you're asking the goy to do Isser Rabbana. Now, here it's actually unclear. Are you doing an Isser Rabbana? You're sitting on the boat. There's an Isser Rabbanan not to go on a boat because you might come to, you know, fix it, etc. You know, and a Rav Soda. But Lemaisa, potentially, the Lashon that comes here, like I quoted earlier, is that he doesn't want to matter it, and he said that Tefillah B'tzibur is Eino Mitzvah Kulei Ha. It's not such a mitzvah. So it sounds like it's a partial mitzvah. Not such a mitzvah. This is also very, again, people like traveling. You know, you want to go somewhere. You're going to go to Africa to see the elephants. There's no minion. So do you have to go on an organized, a tour that has a minion, or can you just go on your own? I once heard Lichazin speak about this. Somebody asked him one of his question answers, and he said a bentara would, you know, choke on his food. So his lashon is, choke on his food, it's going to miss its kriyas Torah on Shabbos. It's going to miss. So the question is, what am I missing on one mincha, one mariv? What exactly is the chiyuv? So there are different approaches to this. The brisker mahalach, I think, like the bracha writes, is to assume it's not absolute chiyuv. The mainstream sheet in the poskim, Igros Moshe, Menashe Klein, Shulchan, Shulchan Harav, is that there is a chiyuv drabanan to try to dive in tzibur. Again, what stochet is an interesting question. Obviously, you know, there are certain instances that you're anus. Part of the question here in the Corona times is the question of how do you look at, you know, pikuach nefesh. Again, the briskers have a very extreme approach to suffix pikuach nefesh. You know, chubim kiveger echad min yelif. What about one in a million? So I heard Bishem Rav Soloveitchik, even one in a million, you can be doche surin. So the briskers, it's not such a shaila. For the briskers, going to daven b'tzibur is only a milah. And they're very machmir b'chol nefesh. As Rechaim used to say, I'm not makel on Shabbos, I'm machmir b'chol nefesh. So I think for them, it's partial that they wouldn't go daven b'tzibur. If you assume tefillah b'tzibur is a chiv d'rabbanan, so it's a real chiv d'rabbanan. So you go to the makola to buy milk. So you're not going to go to shul. You're not going to daven outside, at least, you know, with separated, wearing a mask, 2 meters apart, etc. So these are interesting questions. For some people, it's chavachomer. You're going to go buy milk, so certainly go daven. Other people say, no, milk, you need milk. It's chok nefesh. You can't live without food. But davening tzibur is not a chiv at all. It's not even chivim drabanan. It's just an opportunity, and you can daven be a chidus and fulfill our chiv tefillah. Just the same, why, you know, potentially expose yourself to the germs to catch this terrible coronavirus, chas v'shalom, by going to Amin. So these are different approaches. Like I said, so just to summarize, is tefillah b'tzibur a chiv d'raisa? Maybe the Tashbis holds that way. Is it a chiv d'rabanan, or is it a opportunity for Hashem to answer our tefillahs? And that's a big machlokas bein ha'achronim. And there's some nachminas, and like I said, when it comes to nachminas, you always have to check whether or not it's really an nachmina about tefillah b'tzibur, or it's an nachmina about what's coming up against tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah klasikin, tefillah Ezra, you know, etc. Okay, Seder, Shkoach.